Yes, you are very much a round pegs in square holes type scenario, because there isn't a particular immigration status that dovetails squarely into your personal circumstances. There is no dedicated arts visa, so that's not going to help you. Insofar as entertainment visa goes, it's granted for 3 months at a time, and you're only allowed to uptake the specific work detailed in the contract which gives rise to your entertainer visa. And therefore it should be deemed as a temporary visa rather than a permanent visa. So, yes, certainly modelling is going to cover the bases under your entertainment visa, but nothing else, I'm afraid. So that's not going to be of much help to you. Then, of course, the Quality Migrant Admission Scheme. Well, I've said a lot about this programme in the past. I don't have a lot of faith in it. You don't actually need a single employer in order to progress an application under QMAS, but you will have to wait typically between a year and a half for an outcome, and there's no guarantee that you'll be successful in the application because it's a black box and you don't know who you're competing against for the quota that the government are handing out on every single selection exercise. So, unfortunately, that's not going to work for you, at least not in the short term. So what you're ultimately, what you're left with is this idea that you're going to start a business in Hong Kong, and that business will require you to be an entrepreneur, which means a business investment visa, which means you need to show that you can make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong. And in fact, under the part of the question where you ask what is the best visa to apply for, I've hyperlinked you to the Hong Kong Visa Handbook, which will essentially give you everything that you need to know to go about qualifying for a business investment visa. So I appreciate your question was an earnest, straightforward one from your perspective. However, there's a lot of moving parts and there is no clear visa type that's suitable for you beyond the business investment visa, as I appreciate it in your question. And I suspect that if you have got the means and the wherewithal to qualify for that visa on the strength of your story, you may very well get approved. So I hope you found that useful.